We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Front yard, even though he thinks he's got it so good.
John Cougar Mellencamp is your artist of the day, or as we like to say, your AOTD on this Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
Did you guys see the story? It's the update to the Pretty Prairie band room saga.
Yes. Remind everybody what happened, though.
So an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, and an 11-year-old destroyed
allegedly
$75,000 worth of band equipment.
Small town band.
Why not?
My dad would have punched me straight in my face.
Yeah. Well, Hutchinson Public Schools have now donated instruments so that the band members can continue to play.
How great is that?
That's super nice.
They're
super
going
nice.
To donate it to the tune, Scott, of everything.
Really, to the tune?
Ba-dum-bum. I didn't even mean to do that. Everything will be replaced. Everything that was destroyed will be replaced. And there were several drums and... you've seen the photo of that room.
Mm-hmm.
It was destroyed.
Well, I didn't mean to toot their horn, but Hutchinson ought to be really proud of himself.
Nice.
Yeah.
They ought to bang their drums.
Okay, terrible joke. Tuesday's over. Let's.
They walk to the
really
beat.
It's really not.
Hutchinson walks to the beat of a different drummer.
Right.
I'll tell you right
all
now.
Right.
Every time we do terrible joke... Every time we do Terrible Joke Tuesday, some roll in late that are so funny.
You know they discovered a gay dinosaur?
I did not.
Wow. No, we're not reading that one. I woke up this morning.
No, you have to finish the joke.
I can't.
I woke up this morning, Kara, and I found that someone had dumped a bunch of Legos on my front porch.
Oh, okay. Really? What happened?
I don't know what to make of it.
That was pretty good.
Did you ever wonder what the blanket said when it fell out of bed?
What?
Oh, sheet.
A piece of rope slithered into a bar and jumped up on a stool and said, "Waitress, get me something to drink." The waitress said, "We don't serve your kind here." The piece of rope, dejected, slithered out of the bar. Once outside, he tied himself into a knot and frayed his edges. He then went back into the bar and jumped up on the stool and said, "Waitress, get me something to drink." The waitress said, "Aren't you the same piece of rope that was just in here?" And he said, "Nope, I'm afraid not."
Why do we continue this?
So bad. I want to know that.
Do you ever wonder what scientists use to freshen their breath?
What?
Experiments.
Nice.
What did Jeffrey Dahmer ask Lorena Bobbitt?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
What?
Please don't. Please don't.
I don't think you should read that.
So there's these two guys walking through the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they come across this large hole in the ground. And the two guys are standing there like, "Wow, I wonder how deep that hole is. I mean, that's a big, deep hole right there in the ground in the middle of the woods. I wonder how deep that hole is." And the first guy says, "Hey, well, we got to throw something down in the hole. And then we'll hear it hit the bottom. We'll get an idea how deep it is."
Mm-hmm.
So he reaches in his pocket, he pulls out a quarter, and he throws it down the hole. And they wait, and they listen, and they never do hear that thing hit bottom. He says, "You know what? We need something bigger." So they look around for a minute, and they find a big old rock. They throw the rock down in the hole. And they wait, and they listen.
Mm-hmm.
They never do hear that thing hit bottom. Something bigger. Big. Something big and heavy that will be loud. So they find this log, and they get on either end of this log, and they drag this log over the hole. And they 1, 2, 3 heave the log into the hole. Mm-hmm. And no sooner do they let go of this log than a goat comes running out of the woods full speed, jumps up in the air and goes right down in that hole.
I'll be darned.
They're like, what in the hell was that? And then this farmer walks up. He says, hey, gentlemen, I was wondering if you could help me. I left my goat here, and I come back to get him, and I can't seem to find him. Like, dude, you're not going to believe this. We just saw your goat. He ran out of the woods right here between those two trees, jumped up in the air, and went straight down this hole.
Huh.
And the farmer goes, wow, that's weird behavior for a goat. It couldn't have been my goat, though. I left my goat tied to a log around here somewhere.
Guys, a little breaking news.
Kenny?
A group of vandals are holed up in the National Origami Museum. Not much is known right now, but we will keep you posted as things unfold.
Is this a joke?
As things unfold at the National Origami Museum.
Kara, did I tell you about my neighbor that got hurt at work last year?
You should be fired for abusing the breaking news system.
My neighbor got hurt at work last year, Kara. It was a bad deal.
Mm-hmm.
He got caught at work in an upholstery machine.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Do not worry. Terrible. He's totally recovered. Kara wins with the origami joke. I'm sorry.
That was fantastic.
That was fantastic.
I'm sorry, I cannot give you the punchlines to those. I'm sorry, I can't. Okay with the 45-cent concert joke. We've already done it 1,000 times.
No. No one's going to beat the origami joke.
What do you call a man with no arms and no legs when he jumps into a pile of leaves?
What?
Scott.
Russell.
Terrible.
Scott.
What?
There are so many of those.
What?
No, we're good. No. No.
Don't do it.
I'm looking at the same text line you are.
So tempted.
We are not reading that one either.
Lesbian dinosaur?
No. Okay. We've got a good stack of stories to talk about. You're not going to beat the origami joke, so we're going to quit while we're ahead. That's right. That's what we're doing.
That's probably best.
The lesbian dinosaur joke is very, very funny. I love you guys. Would you make it my day by giving me a birthday shout out, Amanda?
Ting.
Do you want me to sing to Amanda?
No, I wanted to hear Boston's Amanda.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Does Amanda actually want a birthday song?
Says she wants a birthday shout out.
Sounds like a shout out.
No, that's just
that's a shout out.
I think she needs a song.
No, I think we need to hear Boston's Amanda.
I think we need to hear Kara Marxer sing happy birthday to Amanda. And then
the
Boston's Amanda. Right. Clear your throat. Come on. Do re mi fa sol la ti do.
I love how you guys clear your throats for me.
Do wrong.
So nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Amanda. Happy birthday to you.
Woohoo! That was good. Happy birthday, Amanda.
There are cars driving off the road as we speak.
Tomorrow's so far away. There's something I just have to say. I don't think I could hide what I'm feeling inside another day. Knowing I love you. And
hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. And both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty of its gadgets and options you like, and we all do. Kia's got more for the money, more bang for your buck. I was recently driving a Kia Sportage. I was in love, still am in love, with this car. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel. When it comes to safety, you won't find any safer than Kia and Subaru. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Olathe Kia is trying out something new and cool. It's called Olathe Kia Direct, where they bring the car straight to you. It's an all-new, time-saving test drive experience with a new Kia delivered straight to your front door. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself And then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Follow up. To a story that we brought to you yesterday on the program. Police are awaiting the results of a, quote, car autopsy, among other reports, before they complete their investigation into the death of a Blue Valley middle school girl who was killed when she was struck by an out-of-control car in Overland Park. Police are also, this happened, by the way, on April 12th. Near the middle school at 125th and Schweitzer at about
3:15. This is the 70-year-old driver that took out 80 feet of fence, a utility box, went on the sidewalk, off the sidewalk, stop sign, nearly hit three other children and killed her.
And said, my brakes gave out.
He claimed his brakes went out. And so they are, as you can imagine, Scott, with a case like this, they're dotting every I, they are crossing every T. They are going to take that car apart.
Police are also waiting on the final reports from her autopsy and toxicology results from the driver. Why do they need to do an autopsy on the child, by the way?
I don't know the answer to that. I do know any time there is a homicide or traumatic death or unattended death, mm-hmm. depending on where you live, that is standard.
Quoting here from, never mind. A certified mechanic will conduct the car autopsy, which will include examining the brakes to see if there was anything faulty with them at the time of the crash. That will include checking brake fluid, the hoses and valves that carry the fluid to the braking system, and the brake pads themselves. A vehicle autopsy can take as long as a week to complete.
There's not going to be anything wrong with those brakes.
No, there's not. There is not.
I've got another couple of updates for you on stories that we've covered this week. So that's the one.
Knocked a traffic light off its base.
Oh, yeah. That's the one out of Overland Park. Out of Topeka, the Topeka Zoo today released the name of the zookeeper who was mauled and survived a tiger attack. She is out of ICU. She's been with the zoo 17 years. Her name is Kristen Hayden Ortega. Quoting here from the zoo director, she is a passionate and dedicated individual in her field. She has taught and mentored many other zookeepers, educators, interns, and volunteers. She is, of course, still recovering. That attack, by the way, lasted 6 to 10 minutes. They are not sure she will return to the zoo after what happened. But they released an expanded timeline. It's interesting. We're not looking, making this into a topic necessarily. I think we're all anti-tiger attack. But it's interesting. They are saying there was a volunteer that was stationed right in front of the tiger exhibit. You know, the person that stands there and answers questions when the kids walk up, right? So the volunteer standing there looks into the enclosure, sees Hayden Ortega in the outdoor exhibit and then sees, you know, coming around the corner, the tiger. And we both now know those two things are never supposed to happen at the same time.
Correct.
So the volunteer started screaming at a worker cleaning the hippo pool right nearby, who then screamed at an elephant keeper, who then got on a radio system, and staff rushed over there and frantically started banging like a food dish, mm-hmm. trying to get the tiger to stop what the tiger was doing.
Which is what tigers do,
and come over. Tiger, by the way, is 275 pounds. The zoo director calls his return to the holding area, quote, miraculous.
How was it that they did not know the tiger was in the enclosure?
I don't know. I mean, clearly that's something that they're going to look into. They're going to look into it.
I weigh the same as a tiger?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are you willing to wrestle one?
No, not so much.
Do you think it would be a fair fight?
No, not so much.
And listen, she has extensive experience working with tigers. She's been all over the world. She's been in Thailand. She's been, you know, listed kind of some of her highlights in her career at the zoo. So something happened.
Tigers are You know why lions are king of the jungle? Because tigers aren't there.
For real?
Yeah, they don't live in the same place.
That's true. A lot of people think tigers live in Africa. They don't.
No, not at all.
They live in Southeast Asia.
Asia.
Yeah, tigers are Asian, lions are African.
Mm-hmm.
They don't live together.
You think she'll go back?
I would. What's your favorite animal?
The lemur.
Lemur?
Yeah.
The lemur.
Yeah.
The monkey thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
We held some in Florida.
You know why?
It's now my favorite thing.
Because Dana likes to move it, move it.
I like to move it, move it.
We like to move it, move it.
Okay, they really jump like that, and they are hilarious, and you would love them, Scott. And they lay back on their backs like this, and they want you to scratch their armpits, and it's hilarious. And they all have the same look on their face like they hate you. It's so funny.
What's your favorite?
Well, like a dog?
No. Domestic animals don't count.
An elephant.
Wild animal.
Elephants.
Elephants, okay.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're quiet. But strong.
Very intelligent.
Very intelligent.
Actually do have a serious memory.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you don't mess with elephants. I once saw one of those documentary things where an alligator decided, or crocodile, whichever it was, decided that it was going to grab what was in the water, which turned out to be the trunk of an elephant getting a drink.
Elephants don't like that.
I watched this elephant on the show like slap this alligator on the ground like it was a dirty towel that he was trying to get the dust off of, and then like proceed to stomp on this thing until it didn't exist anymore. It's like, man.
They can be brutally
mean. Do not anger an elephant.
No, they can be brutally mean, man.
Incredibly so.
I'm going to go with tiger or longhorn.
The longhorn?
Have you ever seen a longhorn in person?
No.
They're pretty impressive.
They're impressive.
Kara, what's your favorite animal?
Wild.
Penguin.
Aw.
Oh, that's cute.
My spirit animal's a chicken fried steak.
Is that steak or chicken?
It's steak.
Otherwise, why is it chicken fried steak?
Because it's fried. You try to give me your Mississippi crap and you don't know how to answer that question?
My mom eats it all the time. She loves it. I can never identify what it is. It doesn't look like steak to me.
I don't think it looks like steak either, Rod. I'm going to challenge you on that one.
It's steak.
Flat.
It's beef.
Yeah.
Chicken fried steak is beef.
That's
chicken
been
fried
breaded.
Chicken is a patty steak style, you know, not like fried chicken. But most restaurants have now changed, once you get outside of Texas anyways, to
It is a
country.
Breaded piece of beef steak coated with seasoned flour, and it is pan-fried, and it is horrible for your heart.
4,000 calories delicious. Per bite.
But yeah, now all the restaurants north of Texas call it country fried steak.
Well,
because people like you go, is that chicken or steak?
Care to guess how many calories are in a chicken fried steak?
4,000.
Don't care.
With gravy and potatoes, it's got to be 4,000.
Man,
I'm
going to
say 2,800.
No. I ain't here for a long time. I'm
your
here
whole
for a
daily
good time.
Allotment's supposed to be like
2,000.
Mm-hmm. It's 4.
Chicken fried steak has 301 calories.
No.
It's not that
That's
bad.
That's it? Interesting.
No, because when you
15 grams of fat.
When you go to like the big chain restaurants that sell that, those things are the size
they're
of
huge.
The dinner plate.
Yeah.
With gravy and potatoes,
478 milligrams of sodium.
What's the serving size on that?
Small.
It's a bite.
Small. They say servings per recipe, 6.
Uh-huh.
So
what is 6 times whatever you said?
1,800.
When I was a little kid, I learned that most waitresses get annoyed when you go, do chickens really fry that steak?
Newsroom Kara Marxer.
The Supreme Court talks citizenship and the census. More next.
It's the quality and performance you see, but can also see through. Hey, it's Scott Parks from Window World, simply the best for less. And it's not just a slogan or a catchphrase, it is the truth. Did you know Window World windows are one of the two windows with the Good Housekeeping seal of approval? And windows from Window World come with a lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. They use a double strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. And Window World is the official window of the Kansas City Chiefs. If you have any questions or you'd like a free in-home estimate, Give them a call today at 816-799-0820 or online at windowworld.com. Make sure your home is equipped with windows that keep the warm air inside during the winter and the cool air inside during the summer. Energy-efficient windows from Window World. They're offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Online at windowworld.com, 816-799-0820.
4:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Oral arguments happening today as the Supreme Court will decide the fate of a citizenship question on the 2020 census. ABC's Devin Dwyer is outside the Supreme Court with what a ruling could mean.
Absolutely would impact people for the next decade, depending upon the policy decisions that are made based on those numbers. So you want to be counted no matter who you are. And of course, the Constitution says, just in the first part of the Constitution, believe it or not, that a census should be conducted every 10 years, a count, an enumeration is the word they use. Doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a citizen or not. The Constitution called on that to be done.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. The Kansas Governor's Office says every person who isn't counted in the census could cause the state to lose out on federal funding to the tune of about $1,500 per year per person for the next decade. The Topeka Zoo has released the name of the zookeeper who was mauled by a tiger over the weekend. Kristen Hayden Ortega has worked there for 17 years. She remains in the hospital but is no longer in the ICU. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, boys, spring is here. Have my folks at Seal Once KC come out and permanently clean, seal, and protect all of those outdoor wood and concrete areas around your home. They'll do your deck, your driveway, your patio, your big expensive privacy fence, and they offer a 25-year warranty when they put down that clear penetrating permanent sealant on those wood and concrete surfaces. Then think about inside your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. They got you covered there with the permanent polymer decorative coating. It is so easy to clean, comes in a non-slip texture, a variety of great colors, and definitely will bring that wow factor to your home. It's in most restaurants and bars around town. Look down the next time you're out. That's what we're talking about, and it will look great on your floor. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana, get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com.
Cloudy and chilly for your Tuesday evening. Even a few rain showers here and there, so keep those umbrellas close by. Heading into tonight, we're going to move that rain off to the east, and we'll have lows near 48 degrees under that cloudy sky. On your Wednesday, lots of clouds for the morning. We'll see some breaks heading into the afternoon. Warmer temperatures as well, with highs in the upper 60s. From Channel 9 First Alert Meteorologist Neville Miller, KMBZ Weather.
It is 55 right now at KCI, 56 downtown, 55 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
This is the just closing like credit song on Top Gun, which is the greatest movie. Cheap Trick. Story here from the Associated Press, Dateline New York. Eyeing that can of soda in the supermarket cooler, or maybe you're craving a pint of ice cream. A camera could be watching you. But it's not there to see if you're stealing. These cameras want to get to know you and what you're buying. It's a new technology being trotted out to retailers where cameras try to guess your age, your gender, or your mood as you walk by. The intent is to use the information to show you targeted real-time ads on in-store video screens. Companies are pitching retailers to bring the technology into their physical stores as a way to better compete with online rivals like Amazon that are already armed with troves of information on their customers and their buying habits. With these store cameras, you may not even realize you are being watched unless you happen to notice the penny-sized lens. Uh-huh. And that has raised concerns over privacy. Says Pam Dixon, the executive director of the World Privacy Forum, the creepy factor here is definitely a 10 out of 10. At the National Retail Federation trade show in New York, a smart shelf on display by Mood Media tried to detect happiness or fear as people stood in front of it. Information a store could use to then gauge the reaction to a product.
I would just walk in front of it and go, bah!
On the shelf. Cineplex Digital Media showed off video screens that could then be placed in malls or bus stops and try to tell if someone is wearing glasses or sporting a beard, which in turn could be used to sell ads for new frames or for razors.
What do you think?
They have every right.
It's one thing that there are surveillance cameras making sure you don't shoplift. It's another that those cameras have some type of software in them to gauge your mood, your thoughts, your reaction.
Is it a private business? Outside of a dressing room or a bathroom, do you have an expectation of privacy?
No, I guess. What if I'm just in a bad mood and I look grumpy, but it's not because I don't necessarily like Downey, it's because I just lost my job or something. How do they know what your mood is?
How's that any different than a security camera at a Target store? Where the security guy in a back room that you never see.
Because you know they're going to be putting this into some kind of algorithm. They're going to be putting something in there that lumps, you know, like she
to try
looks,
to get you to spend more money.
She looks about 45 years old. She's female. Maybe she's interested in buying a minivan. This is going to go into some system to target advertise to you.
Shocker. Shocker.
Don't they know our grocery habits by now? Isn't that what those little grocery cards are for? I mean, yes, you save on gas, but they also want to know what you're buying.
But they're not targeting things to you specifically as you walk through the store. This is like, go to Facebook, and I guarantee you the ads on Facebook, on my Facebook, are different than the ads on your Facebook, Dana. Facebook has realized I'm into heavy metal music. I like Thin Lizzy. Okay?
Yeah.
And it scares me sometimes, but I voluntarily signed up for Facebook. I voluntarily stay on Facebook. But Facebook sure does happen to have a lot of Thin Lizzy pages that I need to click on that I bet you've never seen. Isn't that weird?
This is just one more step in the... And I think the movie was Minority Report. I'm going to look it up. Remember, there's a scene, and I think it's Tom Cruise, and he's walking through an airport, and all of the ads are like these holograms.
Isn't that where they nailed him for the thoughts in his head or something?
I think so, but I remember the ads were like these holograms targeting him as a person. So if it was you, Scott, running through the airport, it would be an ad going, "Hello, Scott, it looks like you're in a hurry. Stressed out? Maybe you'd like to try Xanax." You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was to him, those targeted ads in Minority Report. Let me look it up.
And
I think that was the movie.
And what's wrong with it? Would you rather be targeted with ads that you don't care about? They do this, not to bring politics into this, they do this with politics all the time. With flyers that end up in your mailbox. They know that you're a registered Democrat, Dana.
Yeah.
Do you think a Republican is going to target your mailbox?
But everyone listening knows that from time to time they get it wrong. From time to time, Facebook gets it so wrong. And I'm like, what?
And you don't have to buy it.
I know, but the targeted ad is like for, you know, I don't know, like adult diapers or something. And you're going, where's that coming from?
Right. Well, you've clicked on something that triggered the algorithm that...
Like even accidentally?
Maybe. I don't know. Like
playing the... I don't know. Yes, it was Minority
what
Report.
What is wrong with it? They're watching you.
I don't like that they're watching you, but I know what you're going to say. They're already watching you.
You go into Target. Look at the ceiling. Look at the ceiling in Target.
But isn't most of that for shoplifting?
Yes. But what if they're using it for something else? And why is that wrong? Target's job is to sell merchandise. Advertising, Dana, is to sell merchandise. We, on this radio station, have a pretty good idea using certain programs.
Yeah.
Who's listening, whether they're a man or a woman, whether they're between the ages of 18 and 49, whether they're between the age of 25, 54, whatever. Where do they live? Do they live in Johnson County? Do they live in Jackson County? Do they live in Cass or Clay or Platt or Leavenworth or Wyandotte? We have an idea. And we target advertising in their direction. most of the people that listen to this radio station have either bought or are thinking of buying a home. That's why you hear certain advertisers on this radio station. You've been targeted. What's wrong with that?
I don't like the little penny-sized hidden camera staring at you while I'm looking for milk. That
really?
Bothers
but
me.
But you like the dome, the black dome at the ceiling of Target?
Yeah.
That watches your every move?
We all know that dome is there. It's if they're hiding this in the aisles, watching what you're looking, I don't know. I don't know why that bothers me more when we're already being surveilled. You're absolutely right. But it does.
We put people on airplanes that look like passengers. They're called air marshals. You want to get a look at this undercarriage?
Restroom and not rest. Air Marshal John. Why did you have to bring up air marshals?
So I can play it?
No. I was like, please move your leg.
No. Want to get a look at my undercarriage?
Focus.
I am focused.
Advertising. Focus.
What is the difference? There are people watching you all day,
Dana. Honestly, it's the size of the camera. If you're going to be completely honest, it is the size of the camera.
Why?
Because it's hidden. They're hiding this in these stores to spy on you, to see. I don't know what they think they're going to see me do walking up and down the aisles. I usually look confused and lost because they're always moving things around, which drives me crazy.
Then they won't target to you.
They moved the peanut butter a week ago. I'm still mad. Leave it where it was. We all knew where it was. Now it's on some random weird aisle over here.
576-7798. Tell me what is wrong with a private company. You're not at the courthouse. You're not at City Hall. This is a grocery store that might have TV screens on aisle 4, 6, and 8. And as you're moving down that aisle, after they already captured you on camera on aisle 2, and they know that you like strawberry sorbet, maybe as you move down the fresh produce aisle, it comes up on the screen, try our fresh strawberries just shipped in today from Peru.
You don't think that's creepy? A little? Okay, let me give you another one. You are looking to buy a car or a house. They put hidden cameras in your test drive car.
It's their property.
Hidden cameras in the house, and they spy on your comments. Like, you call this a kitchen? This is the ugliest kitchen I've ever seen.
You don't think realtors already do that? I bet they do.
Well, they're listening and they give feedback, like, FYI, kitchen needs updated. Hello, 1979 avocado.
You don't think they put hidden cameras in houses when realtors are showing them off?
I think some of those homes have them and some of them don't. I don't know that they are specifically wired to spy on feedback.
576-7798.
No. I have to get back to my seat.
Yeah, you got to get back on my seat. You get it?
No, I think, I definitely got it.
Uh-oh. What's that?
I got to get back to my seat. Could you just move your leg, please? I got to go.
Uh-oh. Somebody found a souvenir. You feel that steam heat coming? That's from my undercarriage.
You know, Sue and Tim needed to sell their North Kansas City home. So they called the only agent that I and that you should trust, Chip Glennon. And Chip's large pool of qualified buyers made him the smart choice. And in just one day on the market, 10 showings were produced. One day, 10 showings were produced and the home sold for $5,000 over asking price. Why wouldn't you make Chip the first call to sell your home? Maybe you're tired of all the drama when it comes to selling your home, the waiting, the empty promises. You gotta call Chip Glennon, whose team is on pace to be the number one real estate team in Kansas City by 2021. Chip Glennon, with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams, guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank and the only agent I will ever call when it comes time to sell my home. Call Chip Glennon today at 866-872-5556. That's 866-872-5556 or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com and start packing.
Make your reservation now at Jasper's. They want you to come out and help celebrate 65 years. All of the classic dishes that have made Jasper famous are on this menu for 65 years. Make your reservation now. If you want a girls' night out, a date night, if you have an office gathering, they absolutely can accommodate larger crowds. Call and make your reservation now for char-grilled oysters, the pork chop primavera, fresh asparagus on the menu, on the spring menu celebrating year 65, and of course the roasted pork shank, always a favorite. And don't forget, round things off with that limoncello cannoli for dessert. Save room for dessert. It's so hard. Every time we go in there, we are so full when we come out. Make your reservation now for Jasper's. Not required, but always recommended, especially on busy Friday and Saturday nights. 816-941-6600. 816-941-6600 as we celebrate year 65 with Jasper. Always online, jasperskc.com.
Kissing you was not what I planned.
Jack Wagner.
You're the only one I see.
On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Everybody sing along.
All I need is just a little more time to be sure.
Get to the phones.
What I mean.
Al in Kansas City. Al, hello, my friend.
How you doing, Scott?
Well, I'm doing really well. Thank you, buddy.
I guess I just wanted to comment on what you were talking about, collection of data and your personal data as far as selling your product. So the concern that people have is not so much just the fact that, you know, a company knows you like strawberries and they start sending you advertisements for strawberries. The technology that exists to do that oftentimes collects a lot of additional information, metadata, if you like, mm-hmm. PII, personally identifiable information. And that information, a lot of people consider something that should be private and that they have a right to possess. You know, data rights, data privacy is a huge topic of discussion in that arena. So when a company collects that information, are they securing it properly? Are they storing it properly? Where are they storing it? What information specifically are they storing about you? It's not just that you like strawberries. There's a lot. When you dig deeper, there's a lot more information there that they're actually getting access to. So, you know, that's the problem. And then there's a second aspect of it, the technology aspect. You know, there's inherent capabilities in a lot of these technologies that, yeah, as long as it's Target doing it, nobody's too concerned, right? But when you look at other countries, when you look at China, things that they're doing with data collection, with facial recognition of minority organizations through their smartphones, through public cameras, you know, that all those capabilities are inherent in a lot of the technologies that's proliferating throughout our country. So I think those are the real concerns a lot of people have, and they just don't know how to couch it. They don't know how to voice it.
What privacy do you inherently have when you go into a Target other than your credit card information?
That's a great question, and that is something that a lot of people like UMKC is looking at, and their law, technology, and public policy, classes, they're exploring those things. So I guess the thing that people don't realize, because things have happened so slowly over time and each thing that's happened becomes more and more acceptable, is here's another question for you. You have a phone in your home. You're accessing websites. There is a camera on your phone. There's a microphone on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
What is your right to assume that you have an inherent right to privacy with that phone? Some people say you don't. They say when you use that phone, you're stepping out on the street. You're in a public environment.
Well, but Al, I would counter that by saying I bought that phone, and especially when that phone is in my house, it is my private property.
Well, I concur. I agree with that. I'm saying that other people, businesses, say that once you enter the public realm, you lose your right to privacy. And there's a lot of people that don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all things people are exploring in big data, and they're difficult questions to answer.
Hey, good call, man. Really do appreciate it. Lori in Kansas City. Hello, Lori.
Hi there.
Hi.
I am a realtor in Kansas City, and I assume every time I take someone into a house, that we are being recorded. And I tell them so before we ever get out of my car and go in, because you don't know who's got, you know, the Ring things and the all the little private cameras that you can have around, the nanny cams, all that kind of stuff. And they are always recording. And I don't think people put it in there to get the feedback from a realtor or their buyer. I think that they're doing it for other reasons, and it just happens to be picking up that as well.
About what year did you start telling people, keep in mind you might be recorded when we go in here?
First day on my job.
Really?
Yep.
Would there be anything, Lori, anything illegal recording you walking through their home?
No, you're on their private property. Mm-hmm. And I just don't want people to say, oh, I hate their wallpaper. Oh, this is gross, you know. You don't want people being mean. If they don't like it, that's one thing. But, you know, save it until we're outside. But don't, by the way, talk when you're sitting on somebody's front porch either, because those Ring things pick everything up.
Mm.
And you just have to know that you are likely being recorded. And I haven't done a study or anything on how many homes are actually doing that. And I could probably ask every time I go if it's being recorded.
What would
I
you
haven't.
Get? What, real quick, before we get to the news, what would you guess?
I would guess 60 to 70%.
60 to 70% are recording you.
I believe so, yeah. So I just want people to be careful when they go in, because I don't want them to sound mean or bitchy or whatever.
Right.
I said that on the radio.
No, it's okay. I mean, I'm sure, Lori, and you know this, people walk into a room and it's either their kind of vibe or it isn't.
Right.
And,
right.
You know.
Yeah, and if it's not your vibe, that's okay. It's just, you know, this is a great house. It's just not for me.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with saying that.
But just don't say it inside.
Don't
say it
hey,
outside.
1979 called. They want its avocado refrigerator back.
Right. Yeah, they've called. It's time to take it back.
All right, let's get to the newsroom. Kara Marks.
Happening now on KMBZ, KCK's mayor talks about the future of Schlitterbahn. That's next.
Hey, when you find yourself in a wreck, and chances are all of us will at some point in our lives, there is only one place to take your car or truck, only one place that will guarantee their work as long as you own that car or truck, and that is Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. But remember this, there are plenty of body shops in Kansas City that go by the name Dale's. There is only one Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, and their reputation is so good, I'm not kidding. They've had people drive in from miles around to get proper collision repair at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. So when you find yourself in a position that none of us want to be in, remember this phone number, 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855, or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.